and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
When you go to the movies, before the movie starts, there's always at least one preview. Little snippets of a new movie that's not come out yet to let you know who's in it and what it's about. The purpose of the preview is to prepare you for the movie so you will come to the theater and experience it once it is out on the big screen. Well, today, the prophet Elijah and Jesus Christ himself give us a couple previews. Only these aren't movie previews. These are previews to the day of the resurrection from the dead. In 1 Kings, the prophet Elijah is living with a widow in the town of Zarephath. For many days, God has provided this widow, her son, and Elijah with enough food to live off of from just a little bit of oil and a handful of flour. By his mercy and his alone, God has sustained them while the whole country is in the midst of an awful drought. But that's not the greatest miracle here. One day, the widow's son gets sick and dies. His sickness was so serious that there was no breath left in him, we read in 1 Kings. The woman accuses Elijah of making God remember her sins and coming just to kill her boy. So Elijah takes the boy, carries him upstairs, and starts praying over him. Oh Lord my God, he prays, let this child's soul come back to him. And that's exactly what happened. The Lord heard the voice of Elijah, and the soul of the child came back to him, and he revived. See, your son lives, Elijah tells the woman. And because of this great miracle, the woman confesses her faith in Elijah's prophetic word. Now by this I know that you are a man of God, she says, and that the word of the Lord in your mouth is the truth. That little boy was dead. Now he is alive. And that's the preview that Elijah gives to us today. That's a preview of what is to come for you and for me. In the gospel, Jesus himself gives us another preview of the resurrection from the dead. Another widow, this time in the town of Nain, is following her son out to the cemetery to be buried. She's part of his funeral procession. The dead man was the woman's only son. Her husband is already dead. Now this son has died. She's got no more other children. And so from now on, to eat, to live, simply to exist, she will depend on the charity of others, and she will have to beg. But then Jesus comes into town. He has compassion on her, and he approaches her, and he says, "Do not weep." And then he walks over to the coffin, he touches it, and he tells that dead young man, I say to you, arise. That's exactly what happens. The dead man sits up in the coffin and starts talking to his pallbearers. So Jesus gives him back to his mother.
Whole, healthy, and very much alive. That's the preview Jesus shows us today.
It's a preview of what is to come for you and for me.
On the last day,
on the great and glorious day of the Lord, the time for previews will be over, and we'll get to see the whole show. On that great day, Jesus will come to us. And it won't matter if you've been in your grave for 10 minutes or 10 million years. On that great day, Jesus will come to the place where your body rests, and he will pray over you like Elijah prayed over that dead boy in Zarephath. He will talk to you like he talked to that dead young man in the town of Nain. Oh Lord, I pray, Jesus will say to his heavenly Father, let the souls of the saints come back to them. Young man, young woman, old man, old woman, I say to you, arise, is what Jesus will say. And that's exactly what will happen. At the sound of Jesus' voice, you will rise up from your grave and start talking to everybody else around. At that moment, you will wake up from the dead, and Jesus will return you to God our Father, whole, healthy, and very much alive.
You will stand up, brush yourself off, and as you look around, you will see Christ filled with his glory, and all the saints filled with glory, and you will be filled with glory too. These two resurrections in our readings for today are a preview, a great and marvelous preview from God of what will happen to you and to me and all the saints when Christ comes again in glory. These resurrections in the Bible, your resurrection.